By name, I am Reverend Father John Paul Bashe. I came from West Africa in the country called Nigeria. And in Nigeria, I was ordained for the Diocese of Maiduguri 30 years ago in northeastern part of that country. About 12 years ago, or 13 to be precise, we have this Islamic fundamentalists, and they are called Boko Haram. Boko means education, and Haram means forbidden. Haram means forbidden. If you put these two words together, it means Western education is forbidden. Western education is forbidden. This is their ideology. And what they did was, like joke, they started burning our Catholic schools and public schools. That especially women are not supposed to be educated. They should be home with a responsibility of house chores only. And they believe that for a woman to go to heaven will depend on how well she served her husband. It's funny. So the fate of the woman depends on how well she served her husband. After burning our schools, they started attacking the community and the villages. And then burning our churches. And they walk into public school and abducted girls and take them to the woods. There, they will marry them off without their consent. And in fact, some of the girls they have taken, many we cannot account for them up till today as I'm speaking. Men, they will conscript them into their army or the militia group. If you don't, they will tell you, even if they kill you, you will be a martyr. I don't know how they come with that ideology. So they went with this idea for almost 10 years. We are experiencing persecution. Priests are being kidnapped for ransom. And if it is not paid, they will kill you. Religious sisters displaced from their convent, and what have you. Well, my dear friends in Christ, for the past 4 years, things are getting a little bit better. Now we have a big tax as a diocese. First of all, How do we build our school and hospitals back up? How do we deal with students that are out of school to get them back to school? And how do we do with the widows and the orphans, at least to put a smile on their face by putting something on the table for them? These and many more troubles and problems we have. I am here in St. Pius X on a mission, and the mission is to ask for your generosity so that gradually we will be able to build back up our schools and hospitals. We need your generous donation towards this mission. Where can we go, Lord? We cannot stop professing our faith. Forward ever, backward never. Despite the persecutions, we are able to continue with our faith, Catholic faith. And the persecution is more on the Catholic Church and other Christian denominations. Because out of the population of 7 million people in that state, we only have 202,756 Catholics. We are the minority. So, my dear friends, I call on you today to donate generously so that at least we will be able to have something to meet up the cost and also have something for the widows, the orphans, and get our children back to school. That is why I'm here this morning asking for your generous donation. May God bless you all. Say amen. Amen. So I'm going to stop. Thank you for listening.